Hi, good morning.
Hello?
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 Am I speaking with Monica?
She may have fallen.
Sure, this is Mary from the Tax Relief Center. How are you doing today?
What's the name of the company?
Hello?
Hello, what's the name of the company?
Republic Tax Relief.
The Public Staff Service.
Tax Relief. Yeah, I'm reaching out to you regarding your IRS taxes.
Hiring status? I'm not trying to get a job.
No, your IRS taxes.
Okay. One second, man. Yeah. You know what it is? Where I am, it's too loud. I don't know if you can hear it in the background. But I'm going to leave out of this room and go to another room so I can hear you better. 1 minute.
Okay.
1 minute.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I can hear you now.
Is it better? Okay. Perfect. Yeah, it seems that you were interested in getting the taxes reduced. That was through our social media, and that's why we are getting back to you to see if you are still interested in getting the taxes reduced. But this is with the IRS
tax. Oh, okay. One moment. You know what it is? I have identity theft, and a person tried to file for taxes in my name.
Oh my goodness, really?
Yeah,
wow.
But I'm retired, so I was trying to hit one of these grants or program or something, and then all of a sudden, when I called, they were able to tell me that there was some other stuff going on that somebody was working, and it was a whole situation.
Oh, yeah, I see. I'm so sorry to hear this. That's crazy.
Yeah, so I was trying to do the tax review, like, okay, you can review my taxes and see what's going on, and then I can work on fixing whatever needs to be fixed and take it from there.
Oh,
I just don't want to be not doing something about it.
Yeah, exactly. Got you. That's the reason why then. Yeah, because we only help people who have a debt for $5,000 or more, or if you have 2 years on file tax returns or even more. But yeah, that was crazy actually. And do you know how much they said that you own? Well, that was the other person, of course.
I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea. And when the person had went to to file taxes, and they were working, and I'm on disability because I'm a disabled veteran, the person, they sent information to them at an address that I used to live at years ago. I don't live there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, how are you sending documents to someplace I don't live?
Yeah, exactly.
And I said, well, send me a copy. I'm sorry, I can't release that to you. What do you mean you can't release it to me? You release it to the stranger, but you can't release it to me.
Exactly, yeah. That's crazy.
So I think so you know, if you here's the thing also, like they got me in the banking also. Like, I put money in the bank and there's like a hacker or something and money's missing, things like that. I have that going on. And so, the person said, they researched that, I made the charges. I said, wait a second. I look up the name of it. I said, I didn't make these charges. Comes to find out the company is in the UK. I said, I don't even live in the UK.
What?
Why would I need to buy tools in the UK? You make perfectly good tools here in the US. And I said, so if that's the case, who did the wire transfer? Who handled converting the money from dollars into pound sterling? See, when you ask the serious questions and you know better, I'm sorry, I can't help you. Yeah, you can't help me because you know this is some foolishness. You stole my damn money, and now you're trying to say I purchased things overseas. So it's so important. So even if it seems like a small thing that you can, you know, not worry about, but you need to, because who's to say they're not committing crimes and they say verified because this transaction shows you were in the UK and I wasn't in the UK. You know what I mean? Stupid stuff happens.
Yeah.
And you just have to be on top of it. So that's where I'm at with this. I just want to, audit. I am on disability, so, you know, I'm not required to file any taxes.
Yeah.
So the fact that they're saying that I'm filing, how am I filing? What am I filing, you know?
Wow. That's crazy.
And they're derailing. They had my benefits shut off for 3 months because of this. And, you know, you got rent, you got responsibilities. Thank God I had some money in the bank. I could just carry myself until they fixed it. But I still lost money in the long run.
Wow.
You never really make up when you try to get your money back.